वंदेहं श्रीगुरु।
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 22nd of June, 1975, in Los Angeles, California.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Your study on the devotees, trying to demonstrate to the people in the material world the psychological benefits that come over the devotees as they become more and more involved in Krishna consciousness.
Tavi mana Krishna padar vindaya. First of all, we have to change our mental activities into Krishna activities, then everything is all right. The mind is engaged, all right. So the engagement should be Krishna. And if you read this book, our mind is always engaged in Krishna. The same thing, our mind is engaged in material activities. The same mind is engaged in Krishna's activities. Then the whole thing changes.
I have yet to look into the material that I'm presenting to the devotees, but my experience with them is that as they're into the movement longer and longer and become deeper involved in Krishna consciousness, just exactly that is happening. That their material nature seems to become much more relaxed and
there will be no more material activities. It's like you take an iron rod and put into the fire, it becomes warmer, and at last it becomes red hot. When the iron rod is red hot, it is no longer iron rod, it is fire. You touch the iron rod, red hot, anywhere, it will act as fire. Similarly, if you engage your mind in Krishna activity, the mind becomes Krishnaized gradually. And when he advances, there is no material activity, all spiritual activity. So here in this temple, there is no material activity. And material activities mean based on this illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. Here you will not find anything of that.
I would like to demonstrate through my study, which will be going on for 2 years and then come out as a book, the benefits of giving up illicit sex, meat eating, and the other things.
Spiritual life.
Yes.
These are all material necessities. If you come to the spiritual platform, the test is that you have no material necessities. So long you are diseased, you require medicine. But when you are not diseased, there is no need of medicine. The healthy state. So long we are materially diseased, we require all this material necessity. But when you are in spiritual platform, there is no material. Nitra ahara vihara kadi vidito. Then you conquer over our prime necessities. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defense. The primary necessities you don't require. You'll sleep less, you'll eat less. There's no need of mating. If there is maybe very less. The lesser you become, that means spiritual. bhakti prasanu bhava virakti anu. Your spiritual advancement means to become reluctant, disgusted with it. Namah. That's why Jamunacharya, he explains his position. Jadavadhi mama citta krishna padar bindaya nava nava dhama rantu masit tadavadhi batanari sangame smarjamane bhavati mukha vikara sushtu nishtivaya. Since I have begun my Krishna consciousness, and the more I advance, I become very much detestful for sex life. As soon as I think of sex life, I fight on it. What is it now? This is a test. So long we have got test for this material enjoyment, that means we are not at it. Therefore, the Vedic civilization is voluntarily, they give up this household life and become a sannyasi, where there is no need of sannyasi. Then, after sannyasi life, he become paramahansa. That is Vedic civilization.
I've noticed changes just in the few months that I've been among the devotees and myself, and they've been in that direction, and it's a very nice feeling to be able to feel at least in small part into the spiritual world.
The Vedic civilization therefore teaches the student brahmachari how to remain without sex life. Those who are unable to continue that, they are allowed all life, be married life. And that is also for 25 years. The student remains brahmachari up to 25 years. And if he wants to get this sex license, household life means sex life. So he can get the license for 25 years more. At the age of 50th year, he gives her voluntary. He keeps his wife with him just to assist him to advance, go from one hall, holy place to another. Then, when they practice, then the woman is sent to his elderly sons to take care. And the man takes on it. This is Vedic civilization. Varnasa. Four varnas and four asas. The Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. And the sannyasi is especially meant for the Brahmin. Not the Kshatriyas, not the Vaishyas, because they are not very much advanced. But the Brahmin is advanced from the very beginning. Therefore, sannyasi is for the Brahmin. The system that without a Brahmin, nobody can take sannyasi. I am criticized by others in India that I am giving sannyasi to them. Of course, according to the principle, they are not fit for sannyas. But because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also took sannyas at the age of 24 years, Shankaracharya took sannyas at the age of 8 years. He lived only for 33 years. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived for 48 years. So for ordinary man, a sannyasi is difficult. But for preaching work, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's footprints we are trying to follow.
I think here in America that people probably criticize because they're ignorant, and I hope to...
That I have discussed. Those who are in the bodily concept of life, they are not even human. They're animals. Jashyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatu. One who takes his body, I am. I'm American, I'm German, I'm Englishman, I'm Indian. They're animals. They're not even human. When he'll deny that I'm not American, not Indian, not Englishman, I'm not this body, then he's in the spiritual realm. And so long he'll identify that I'm this body, and because my body is American, therefore I'm American. And that is animal life. That's not even a human life. So that is going on all over the world. Identifying the body as self. I'm American, I'm German, I'm Englishman, I'm Indian. The whole United Nations is based on this concept. So where is unity? If you are thinking as American or Indian or Pakistani or German, so where is the question of unity? But they have manufactured a false method, united, and by lecturing. It's like if you bring a dozen of dogs and ask them, be peaceful. Will they lead peacefully? They will bark, hop, hop, hop. So this is good.
I meet many people in the course of my work that are very unhappy because of the frustrations that they experience.
Yes, this place is for unhappiness. In the Bhagavad Gita you'll find this place, the material world has been described as Dukkhalaya. Dukkhalaya means the place of miseries. The how the place is made for miseries, how you can make this place as full of pleasure? Is God made like that? This whole material world is meant for punishing these criminals who wanted to enjoy independently God's property. They're all criminals. We are worshipping the best nationalist who is thinking in terms that this place is mine. Philanthropist or political leader. But actually, he's a thief because he's claiming God's property as his own. He's a criminal. Krishna says, Sarvaloka Maheswaram, I am the proprietor of all the planets, all the universe. Sridham Sarvabhutana, I am the friend of all living entities. But these people, they are claiming that the leader is claiming, I am the friend. And he is claiming, I am the proprietor. They are from criminal. He is not friend. Just like your president. He is not friend of the countrymen. So this is the position of the most exalted man. And not to speak of the ordinary. Nobody is friend. All enemies. Therefore, I am envious of you, you are envious of me. There's no question of becoming friend, because everyone is selfish. He wants his personal benefit. So how he can become other's friend? This is false. By false pretense, he is occupying big, big posts and taking money. for his sense gratification. That's all. This is material. And to keep up his position, he is proclaiming that I am your friend. Just like when Nixon was being elected, America needs Nixon. I've seen that sign. Then again it became, America needs to kick out. This is going on. This is cheating. Both of them are cheaters. Those who elected him, he is also a cheater. And who became elected, he is also a cheater. So this is the society of cheaters and cheated. The so-called human society means the society of the cheaters and cheated. One man is cheated, another man is cheated. And alternately, he is also cheated and other such. This is that.
Most of those who come to see me are the cheated.
And you also cheat them.
I hope not. I would like to show them a...
They want to be cheated and you also cheat them. Very good view.
I would like to show them a path so that they won't be cheated any longer.
Provided you know the path.
I'm trying to learn.
So, first of all, learn it. Otherwise, you'll be cheating. If you do not know the art, and if you want to do some benefit to the others, then that is cheating. Suppose a physician, he does not know what is the medical science, and if he wants to become a physician, that is cheating. Quack.
I hope through the study that I'm doing with the devotees and the book that comes out of it that it will help them not be cheated any longer and show them the right way.
Yes.
He's advising his patients that they should chant Hare Krishna and come to the temple.
Then is then you are friend.
Another thing I would like to do is go to Gurukul and test the children and show what NBC did was very false and unfair.
On television, they did a very bad story on Gurukula.
Yes, they cheated. Mm. He wants to cheat and get some money.
He wants to
because the whole so-called human society is combination of cheater and cheated. So anyone who is acting without Krishna consciousness is a cheater. And anyone who is thinking himself advanced without Krishna consciousness is a cheater. This is the basic reason. I mean Krishna consciousness is God consciousness. So when you speak of Krishna, God, without God consciousness, everyone is cheated. And because everyone is cheated, there must be cheater. This is correlative fact. If I say I'm cheated, that means there is a cheater. And if there is a cheater, there must be cheated. This is relative fact.
NBC did an unfair story on Gurukul. They cheated. And I would like to undo that. I would like to go and show that the school is very good.
It's very kind of you. But there have been so many attempts to cut down this movement. But they are cheated. They could not do it.
May I try to help?
Yes, that is your real business. In India also, They're still making so much propaganda. They are making propaganda that these American devotees, they are CIA. This propaganda is very strong in India, making the people against these American boys who are preaching. But this is going on. They financed one film, Hare Krishna, that is quite against us. But still, those who are sincere, they're praising, yes. This is, again.
In India, the effect of that film was just the opposite.
Yeah.
That everyone
now
chanted
appreciate.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
It was very popular, the chanting.
That Hare Krishna film at least helped us in the matter of propagating the Hare Krishna word.
Dr. Garrison would like to publish a book that would be accepted by the scholarly circles.
Yeah.
So that they would see that our school and our varnashram system is very good for mankind.
One of the main arguments against the movement is that we are crazy. Now, Dr. Gerson, is his specialty in determining who is sane, who is crazy, and according to his observation, the devotees here are more sane
than... So finally, write one book, at least small book, supporting this movement. That will be great service. Actually, this should be supported by all sane men, discerning minds. And practically, you see, Dr. Judah has admitted that you have converted drug-addicted hippies that he has written. That would like to.
I think the data that I'm collecting will support that and show it in terms that other people in psychology and medicine will be able to read.
If you read Dr. Judah's book,
I have it. Yes.
You'll get many information. He has very scholarly present. With references from so many books.
He's been running various psychological tests on the devotees. Mm-hmm. Dr. Gerson has been using psychological tests. That
what
are
is the psychological test?
Oh, there are a variety of tests, and they have to do with the kind of personality and intelligence and creativity that people in general have, and I'm finding...
The Hare Krishna movement is not dependent on any personality.
I understand that, but what I'm trying to do is explain to the medical and psychological community in terms that they will understand, and so I'm using the tests that they understand and read.
You give him one book that scientific basis. Yeah, you can give him one book.
Dr. Gerson has promised that he'll read every single one of your books before he writes his book. He's very
That's
serious.
Very kind of. We have got about 50 books.
He knows.
And it is increasing. Perhaps in the next 2 months, it will increase another 17 books. There are 17 books pending to be published. They have not done. I am sitting here to see that this is published within 2 months. So therefore they are working day and night. The editorial department, printing department. We have got very nice arrangement for working.
Prabhupada asked what you found out when you tested Damodar.
Oh, I haven't studied the test yet. We're trying to test all of the devotees here in the L.A. temple, and that in itself is taking all of my time. I haven't looked at his tests.
But can you give some impressions?
That is not the process.
My impressions of the devotees thus far, however, are that those who have been in the movement much longer...
even if you find somebody diseased, still, spiritual consciousness is not hampered. That is stated in this one. Ahituki apratihata. Apratihata means without any impediment. There is no checking. Just like in the Ganges water, is sometimes find the stool is floating there. But that does not mean the Ganges water has become polluted. It is practical. In Calcutta, in our childhood, I was taking bath in the Ganges with my father. Many gentlemen regularly takes bath. Yeah. And the modern scientific method is all the garbage thrown into the river. So you're taking bath, and here is some tool for it. So we used to drive away the stool and take this tool is unable to pollute the Ganges water. You'll find in India still the advanced gentleman is dirty water, they say, Ganges water. But you'll find practically that anyone who is taking regular bathing in this dirty water is healthy. You'll find. It's very healthy. No disease touches him, ordinary. Of course, the body is susceptible to disease. But generally, those who are taking regular baths in the Ganges water, they are not diseased. You'll find it practically. So, as this stool floating in the Ganges water cannot pollute the Ganges water, similarly, a devotee, even if you find scientifically that he is crazy or he is diseased, that is not impediment.
I don't expect to find it. And if
no,
I do, I understand.
Find.
And
you cannot find it. But even if you find, that is not impediment.
Prabhupada, what these tests will show is that when the person came first, he was doing some drugs or some nonsense, and now that he's taken the Krishna consciousness, he has become so much more of a healthy and wholesome
that
person.
That is the test.
That is the test.
That is the real test. How we got so many devotees from the hippie group. So how they have given up all the bad habits. This
is the real test.
The function of this testing is to show that change takes place in a way that other scientists will accept it. That is its purpose.
Oh, that's nice. And that is already admitted by educated class. Therefore, they are becoming attracted.
Well, there are still many who aren't familiar with the movement, and I hope to familiarize
them. But I say that even there is something wrong, it is not impediment. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Opite sudurācāro bhajate māmanannabhād sādhureva samant. Even if you find in devotee something bad and his behavior is not in the standard, but because he is Krishna conscious, he has no other business, he is sadhu. Pite sudurācāra bhajati māma nannava sādhu reva sama. He is sadhu. He is simply bad. Even if you find some defects in his character, because he is sticking to Krishna consciousness, he is simply. Krishna says, that is simply man has got some this bad character. That answer is next verse. Kipram bhavati dharma, sasakshanti nigacchati, kondriya pratijani hi nami bhaktapta nashati. Yes, there are some defects, it is right, but it will be very soon finished. Just like you make the switch off, electric fan. So after the switch is off, still it is moving. But that moment is not real moment, because the switch is off. It will stop very soon.
Many of the defects that the test might measure are defects that are measured against an insane society that considers itself sane. And so they aren't defects even if they show up. There has been a lot of bad propaganda that the children at Gurukul are unhappy and that they're not developing normally as children or human beings, and I would like to overcome that propaganda by showing that they are.
That the managers of the Gurukul, they should take care of. But if they follow the instruction which I have given for conducting Gurukul, then there is no question of what is the general defect they're finding out.
No, they're not finding, they're just making up these defects, Prabhupada.
One thing they say is that the parents are not allowing the children the freedom to choose whether they want to be trained in this way or not. They're forcing their children to be trained in a very limited view, only Krishna.
And they say that by repetitive chanting...
That means they do not know. Krishna means everything. That they do not know.
And big professors are saying that just by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, you can learn everything. All the knowledge is given there.
That is the basic injunction. Jasmin vijjate sarvabhedam vijjatam bhavanti. If you simply understand Krishna, then you understand everything.
My observation of the children here has been that they've been very happy and that they're very involved in Krishna consciousness. And
at least they can make this distinction. That our children is not smoking.
Yes.
Yes.
And all the school children, they're smoking.
Yes.
So why don't you find this distinction?
Not only smoking, they're smoking drugs in the school.
I've seen children on the street, they're smoking. I was surprised when I came in America. I saw small children, they're smoking.
In this country, psychology and psychiatry has become almost like a priesthood. And people look to them for answers. And if one of the people that they take in that way, me, can give them another answer, then perhaps they'll start to turn in another direction to Krishna consciousness.
As the psychologists, they are like the gurus nowadays. Rather than reading philosophy books or religion books, everyone is reading psychology books like this I'm Okay, You're Okay. It was a big bestseller. So now Dr. Gerson, he wants to inject in this psychology field. Anyone who's thinking, who am I, he's reading psychology books. This is supposed to be the science of self-realization today. So they're actually more influential than philosophers.
They advance about who am I.
So I would like to inject into this system Krishna consciousness.
That's very good. If the scientists, because of us, they take us seriously, then it will be good for the general mass of people. Jajjada acharati sreshta. You are recognized leaders. So if you help them to accept, that will be great sadness.
Many of them admit that they're very confused, isn't it?
Oh, yes, yes. If you put 10 psychologists in a room and ask them for their opinion, you'll get 10 opinions on the same subject.
Like Moonies.
Hmm?
So, like Moonies, so many minds, so many ways.
Yeah. Naso Muni Jasam Matangana Bhinnam. If a Muni, thoughtful man, hasn't got a different opinion, then he's not Muni. And that is going on. They take it as advancement. There is no standard knowledge. You speak something, and if somebody refuses, he's something else, then he is advanced. And then another comes, he becomes more advanced than the second one. And then another comes. So there is no standard knowledge. What is today's standard knowledge, tomorrow it is obsolete. Another standard. So in that way, then nobody knows what is the standard knowledge. Is it not? But we don't follow that process. We follow one standard knowledge, that is Krishna. That is our distinction between the ordinary scholars and all. and we are on the safe side because we don't manufacture, speculate. That is troublesome. If I have to defeat you, then I'll have to speak so many things. I'll have to find out the device, how can I defeat you. But we have got one standard knowledge. I may be fool, rascal, but we repeat Krishna. Our method is very easy. We are challenging everyone. It's like there are many scientific disciples. So I am not a science man. I have never studied science. But scientists are becoming my disciples. From a material point of view, I have no education in science. But why the scientist is becoming my disciple? Is he becoming fool? After taking his doctorate title, he is becoming fool so that he is accepting me as spiritual master. Therefore, the Vedic injunction is correct when it says, Jasmin vijñāte sarvam idam vijñātam bhavanti. If you know Krishna perfectly well, then you know everything well. That is the Vedic. So, unless you know Krishna well, your knowledge is imperfect. And the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Vedaishta sarvai aham eva vedyam. Veda means knowledge. So there are different departmental knowledge. But Krishna says, Vedaishta sarvai. All departmental knowledge. When they come to the understanding of Krishna, then it is perfect. So long he does not come to Krishna, he is imperfect. That is confirmed in another place. Bhavanam janmanam ante jnanavan manga prapadyati. Vasudeva sarvamiti samaha. Philosophy, science means research. Is it not? Research what? What do you think? Any scientific
research work? Yes.
Research.
Yes.
So by searching, if you do not come to Krishna, then your searching is incomplete. That is the defect. And when you come to Krishna, understand him, then it is perfect. Then your research work is complete. That is Krishna says in the Bhagavad. Veda ishta sarvai aham eva veda. Research work means, actually that is science, to find out the original source. Just like they are claiming the original source of life is chemical. That is not knowledge, imperfect knowledge. The perfect knowledge is, as Krishna said, what is that? Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the original. So when they come to Krishna, then he finds out the original source. So that is possible by this research worker. After many births, not many years, but many births. And bhavanam janmanam ante. After many births. Bhavanam janmanam ante jnanavan. One is actually advanced in knowledge. He surrenders himself. Why? Vasudeva sarvam iti. The Krishna is the original cause of everything. Samahatma Sudhirla, such research scholar, Mahatma, is very rare. And then he describes in the next verse what is the symptom of this Mahatma's perfect soul. Mahatma anasthamang prartha dvaivi prajitimas. They are no more under the control of this material nature. They are fully under the control of spiritual nature. Now what is the symptom? That he is under spiritual nature, not bhajanti anandamanasu. is simply engaged in bhajanti, engaged in the service. Bhajanti ananda manas. He has no other business than to serve Krishna. That is the symptom of a Mahatma. Bhagavad Gita does not say one who has got political business is Mahatma. No. Mahatma means bhajanti ananda manas. Without any diversion, simply engaged in Krishna. That is one. So everything is there.
Srila Prabhupada, in these psychological tests, the thing is not that you find... There's some defects. Naturally, there's some defects.
There must be. Material science means defective.
But in the karmi world, there are even more defects. See?
Yes.
And the tests would show that...
Psychology is philosophy, part of philosophy. So, philosophers are better than these fools, karmis. They are accepted as S. Karmis are accepted as the animal S. Why? Because the S works day and night without any personal profit. The S, they work very hard. You have seen S? And he's working. In India, we see very he's loaded with tons of things. Cannot move. And he agrees to work. And what is his benefit? He gets little grass. And the grass can be had without any working. But this rascal does not know. He agrees to work hard, day and night. All these karmis I've seen in New York. They are working so hard. And they're eating only a glass of tea and a dried loaf.
Toast.
Not toasted. Dry loaf. Without any taste, without any value. That also in his table. He cannot go to the his business. Working. This is ass. He does not think that I am working so hard, I am earning so much money. What benefit I am taking? A glass of tea and a loaf. For this I am working so hard. I can get this without any work. Anyone will offer me this glass of tea and loaf. Why am I working so hard? That sense he has not. Therefore he's ass. A philosopher at least thinks that why shall I work so hard for this only glass of... Therefore he's little better than this god. Karmic jnani. And they are restless because they are falsely thinking that they'll get some benefit. That's some aspiration, ambition for getting some benefit. Karmis at that time that I will have so much bank balance, 300 million, be satisfied, see the bank balance. Because the bank balance will not go with him. But he is happy by saying that I have got so much bank balance. So they want bank balance. He'll never be satisfied. He'll want more, more, more. So karmi has got some demand in his heart. And the jnani, although they are little advanced, more than the karmis, but they have also demand that I shall become merged into the existence of the Supreme, Brahmali. That is also demand. The yogis, they want to show some magic power and get popularity. They have also demand. Therefore, all these people who have got demand They cannot be happy. The bhaktas, they have no demand. And therefore they are happy. They have no demand. Although the bhaktas are meant for going back to home, back to God, but they don't care for it. Whether I shall go back to home, back to God, it doesn't matter. I must serve Krishna. That is what. Anna vilasita sunnam. No other desire. They want to see Krishna happy. That's all. If Krishna is happy, then that's it. They remain in the hell. It doesn't matter. Narayana para sarve na kutaschana vidvati. Those who are devotees, they are not afraid of going to hell. They are prepared going to hell. All right, I shall go to hell and chant Hare Krishna. That's all. I want to chant Hare Krishna. So I can do it anywhere. I can do it in this corner. I can do it in this building. I can do it in the airplane. I can do it in the hell. I can do it in India. I can do it in Los Angeles, anywhere. It doesn't matter what I am or what is my position. I simply go on chanting. That's all. This is it. Never is happy. The happiness is meant for the devotees, neither for the karmis, for the jnanis, or the yogis. It is the property of the devotee. Just like the devotees are chanting, very happy. They are not expecting anything. They are happy by chanting, that's all. But Krishna is unhappy if his devotees are not properly maintained. Yogakshemam vahamaham.
But those who worship me with devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and preserve what they have.
But that requires faith. One who does not know what is God and what is protection, how he can take it? He depends on his own energy. And that is karma. He wants to be happy by his own energy. Not only in this life, but also next life, by acting very piously, wants to be promoted in the heavenly planet. That is fact, that goes. But that is on account of his own labor. But here the bhaktas, they are taken care of. This is the Supreme Lord. So this like child, he doesn't care how he live comfortably. But the father takes care. That is the position of them. The konmi is they're taking care of themselves. But the devotee is they're taken care of by the Supreme. That is the. Therefore you are undergoing the tribulation of birth, death, old age and disease. They are not making any research. How to stop? Nobody wants to die. Why is dying? Where is the solution? Can the psychologist give any solution that you think in this way? No. That we are giving. Think of Krishna and become free. That information we are giving. Tattadi hang punarjanmanaiti. In Krishna conscious person, after giving up this material, he is not coming anymore with this material. This is our philosophy. And if you again die and again come, another material body. So what is the use of this education? You cannot dictate that my mother nature, don't make me a dog next life. She's not subjected to your dictation. She's subjected by Krishna's dictation. Maya dhakshena prakriti shyati sacharata. She's not your servant. Your servant is nature. So you are declaring independence, but you are servant of the material nature. That they are not thinking. Unnecessarily they are thinking independence. What is the nonsense in doing? You are dependent on the laws of nature and you are thinking independent. How much foolishness it is. This is psychology. They are wrongly thinking. How to correct them? Is it not? Are they not wrongly thinking? Everyone is thinking, I am independent. I can do whatever I like. How much foolish he is.
That's what psychology has been trying to teach people. To do whatever they want to do. Because they have the power.
Nothing. But can he do anything as he likes?
That's right.
If he, as he likes, if he infects some disease, he must suffer from disease. Where is his independence? If you infect some disease, infectious disease, then you must suffer from the disease. There is law. So where is your independence? Karanam gunasanga asya. It is all described. Karanam gunasanga asya. Sadasat janma juni. Why there are so many varieties of life? Because he has associated with a particular type of modes of nature and he has got involved. Without any human sense, he has learned to eat anything and everything without any discrimination. Therefore, nature will give him the body of a pig. All right, you eat anything, up to stick, up to stool, you can eat. How can you stop it? And because nature has given this body, he is releasing very good taste from stool. By this body, you cannot release what is enjoyment in this tomb. But because he has no discrimination of food, nature has given him all right, he can eat up to stool. Human life is meant for civilization, and they are trying to be naked. So next life will be all right. You remain naked standing as tree for 5,000 years. How can you stop it? What from these varieties of life are coming? Karanam guna sangasya sadasat janma juni. This is karana, that he is associating with different modes of material nature and he is getting a suitable body. So where is that science to understand this subtle work of nature? Where is that science? Where is that education in the universe? You are not free. You cannot say that I shall lead life like this. You can lead, but take the risk of next life. Therefore they avoid this question. There is no next life. That is very horrible. But that does not mean that's like the, what is that animal, closes the eye?
Ostrich.
When there is danger, it closes. No danger. So that does not mean no danger. The danger is there, you may close your eyes. This is not. The whole education system is foolish. Because they are thinking independently. The knowledge is there, the candidates are there, only the guardian should be sane. They save the children.